Before Eubanks could do so, the man called out, "Flash!" Eubanks forgot the countersign, Thunder, and forgot that the clicker was an alternative identification option, and instead said, "Lightning!" The man lobbed a grenade in on the three E-Company men. They scattered. It went off. Fortunately, no one was hurt. The soldier disappeared, which was probably good for the group, as he was clearly much too nervous to trust. Gordon, Eubanks, and Guth started moving down a hedgerow toward the beach. They saw an American paratrooper running through the field, crouch, and jump into a drainage ditch. There was a three-quarters moon that night and few clouds over the land, so visibility was fair. Gordon told the others to stay still. He would check it out. He crept to the ditch, where I encountered these two eyeballs looking up at me in the muzzle of a pistol right in my face. "Gordon, is that you?" It was Sergeant Floyd Talbert. Now there were four. Together they continued creeping, crawling, moving toward the beach. A half hour or so before first light, Guth heard what he was certain was the howling and whining of a convoy of 2.5-ton GI trucks going past. How could that be? The seaborne invasion hadn't even started, much less put truck convoys ashore. Some tremendous bursts coming from inland answered the question. The noise Guth heard came from the shells passing overhead, shells from the 16-inch naval guns on the battleships offshore. The E Company foursome joined up with a group from the 502nd that had just captured a German strongpoint in a large farm complex that dominated the crossroads north of the beach at Ravennaville. They spent the day defending the fortress from counterattacks. In the morning of D-Day plus one, they set out southward in search of their company. Jim Alley crashed into a wall behind a house, one of those French walls with broken glass embedded in the top. He was cut and bleeding in several places. He backed into the corner of a garden and was in the process of cutting himself out of the harness when someone grabbed his arm. It was a young woman standing in the bushes. "Me American," Alley whispered. "Go vay, go vay." She went back into her house. Alley found his leg pack, got his gear together, 13 rounds of 60-millimeter mortar ammunition, 4 landmines, ammunition for his M1, hand grenades, food, the base plate for the mortar and other stuff, climbed to the top of the wall and drew machine gun fire. It was about a foot low. He got covered with plaster before he could fall back into the garden. He laid down to think about what to do. He ate one of his Hershey bars and decided to go out the front way. Before he could move, the young woman came out of the house, looked at him, and proceeded out the front gate.